Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Hello. I hope everyone had a wonderful day yesterday. Hope day. You know, we'll possibly go wrong.
Well, I did have some problems.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
What happened to you?
Well, if you remember, in early July, we had vacation.
Yeah.
And I replaced the windshield in my commuter car.
Oh, that's nice.
For the millionth time.
Right, right, right.
And
what is it about? Like, don't they say it's 280 that there's just things that pop up and everyone says their window's smashed on that road?
I don't know what it is. I actually think if you asked me, I'd say it's the design of my car.
Oh,
well, as much as I love my Mercedes, and I do love it.
Yeah,
and I've driven it for years. I have over 200,000 miles on that car. The front windshield's too flat. It's too straight.
Oh, it's like
newer cars have that arrow.
Where it would like skip off.
And lean and it, right.
Yeah,
and
maybe chip it, but not split it.
Every damn thing finds purchase and a crack. Every time I heard it go. And every time it happens, I have this moment where I just go, well, I don't see it yet because you're driving. And then I, you know, as I'm sort of surveying the windshield area. Oh, there it is. Oh, it's already a 3-inch crack. Super.
Well, let's keep an eye on that for by the time we get to work.
I just can't do it every time there's a crack. So it's just going to have to live. It just has to be there.
Well,
it's too much money.
Sometimes
it's $1,000.
Well, right. If you got a little 3-inch crack and it's not spider webbing out across your, then okay.
It will. But
it will. But maybe by then you'll have other cracks. You'll be like, oh, it's totally worth it now.
I just have to wait. I'm not going to keep doing it every time.
So are you going to specifically look for a car that has like a more aerodynamic front end on it?
Well, if I had to buy a car right now to replace that, and I don't, I'd probably just get a Prius and just enjoy the 50 plus miles per gallon and not have to spend a lot. You know what I mean?
I do, my friend.
I'm not going to go buy some, you know, $75,000 car to put mega miles on it.
Right.
Nah. It's not worth it to me.
Yeah.
Screw that.
I mean, I think you should go electric, but of course I do because I drive an electric car.
I've,
isn't that the way? Everybody's like, you should do what I do.
No, I have thoughts towards that. I told you, I was like, Scott Budman, you're bitching. Because he said, me and my family talked about it and we decided to be an EV family. And I thought that was rad.
Mm.
Good for you.
Yeah.
He doesn't commute like I do, but you know. Good for him.
But
like
with the amount of commuting that you do, you would be eliminating gas stations. You would be eliminating oil changes.
Mm-hmm.
You would be eliminating everything except tire wear.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, you know, that's a good trade-off then. But some of those cars are hella expensive. Like if you want the, you know, I don't know, maybe like you can get a Volt.
I don't know. I'm not worried about it now, but that's what happened to my windshield. So, there was that. And then I had a long, these days are long. The kids are busy.
I was supposed to have a long day, and instead it turned into an incredibly short day. It's the most expensive party I never threw. John came down with COVID yesterday. Like, I get home and I start working. I'm like, okay, I'm going to print out all the things for the John trivia. I started that going and I come, and all of a sudden the timer goes off on the kitchen counter. And it's like, I don't know, what time do I get home? 10:45. I'm like, what's that noise? Why would there be a timer going? And John looks at his COVID test and goes, I cannot believe I'm going to say this, but I have COVID. And then the conversation begins, because first thing that was supposed to happen yesterday is my new relatives from India are at Muir Woods and are coming to our house for lunch. And I have like,
awesome.
Yes. I've got all the cheese and crackers and figs and melons and nuts and olives and all the things that I want to put out for, girl lunch. And I'm like, well, and the parents are older and nobody wants to come to your COVID house. I'm like, okay, well, we could do this outside. But then I'm thinking, what are you talking about? It's not even about what's happening today. It's about that in 2 days, everyone is flying in from all over the country to go to this thing we're doing in Reno. And in the end, we had to cancel it. And it's so freaking heartbreaking on so many levels. Like, we both cried yesterday. John cried.
John doesn't cry.
He was so frustrated and so bummed out as we were trying. And the thing was, too, once you know, I'm like, why did you even take a COVID test? Why would you even do that? Of course, by the time I went to bed last night at 7 o'clock or whatever, he was shivering on the couch with 101 temperature. So that's why he took a COVID test. And that's why you don't push through and have your party despite your COVID. Like, it's, oh my God, it's just such a disaster. Like all this work. Oh my God. So I spent the rest of the day on the phone with all the things I had set up and sending emails and texts and trying to figure out what I can recoup, canceling our hotel reservations and trying to get that. Like everything, just, it was a day of phone calls. It was so awesome.
I bet.
So great. So I'm out a lot of money. Like I'm only a couple days ahead of it. There was already things that were bought. However, some of this stuff, if I can do it within 6 months, I can reuse those deposits. Like, so we're talking about it.
What happens to the people who did people fly here yet?
Some people are already here, but they had plans before and after the party. And then there are other people who were like, a couple people weirdly were using the Reno party as like a kickoff to their, trip that they were taking. Mm. Like this one couple, David and Kim, ding, ding, shame. They were coming out and we were going to have a ball and then they were going to get back in their car and drive across country and spend 3 months in Boston. This is what they're doing for the next few months.
And they just had work leave and were able to.
He can work from home and I don't know what she does. And so they just were going to, it was the kickoff to their whole thing. So I don't know if they're just going to skip the Reno part and just start heading east. And then I got a bunch of family, including the people from India, and they're all meeting up with this other section of the family and they're all doing it. However, one of the rubs was the hotel that we're at in Reno. Oh my God. If you're just joining us, there is Sarah's home this weekend. Duh. So one of the rubs is that it's a 48 hour from the time of arrival. Like the check-in time's at 3 o'clock on Friday for me. And so you've got 48 hours. So now it's like, by the time this is all happening, it's noon on Wednesday. So I'm trying to not just send everybody an email saying, I'm so sorry, this is canceled. I'm actually calling everybody and trying to get a hold of everybody I know paid for hotel rooms. I'm like, you have to do this now. Here's the phone number.
Oh,
you because I don't want anyone to be out any more money than they're already. And then a bunch of people who had flights are like, I canceled it. I've got a flight credit. So that was part of our conversation too. So me and John's so bummed. Like his brothers and sisters are coming in. Like, everybody is going to be
here. Did they travel here often?
No.
I'd never heard that. No.
We've had his sister Barbara travels pretty often. And Kathy, they've all come out once in a while over the 30 years I've been here. But this was going to be a big deal, And we had so many people did so much work for their little part of, like, my friend Pat went freaking overboard with the what he was doing for John's birthday. And like people,
well, he loves John.
He loves John.
Him and John
and
are
John
best friends.
Loves him. And there, so there was that. There was this whole caddy thing with, that was going to happen at each of the holes on this golf course. But the thing that John had, there were so many. John knew a lot of what was happening, but he didn't know the half of it. You know what I mean? There was just so much work that so many people had done. A cake that was being made, like this chef lady that I know, she built this humongous. Or she was, I mean, I guess she hadn't baked it yet. Maybe she was baking it over the next couple. Well, she doesn't have to do that now. But so I'm hoping that maybe we can put something together in the next few months, and I don't know. Oh God, it's just like so much work and so much money for nothing.
I would say, well, no, I can say Dr. Deepak, even though he is a surgeon, everyone.
Yes.
There's surgeon. A difference, apparently.
Right.
Morning, please tell Sarah I feel for her. Such a bummer.
Oh, thank you, Deepak.
Let's see.
Yeah, it's a...
Oh no, I feel bad you had to cancel. I so hope you reschedule.
I'm thinking that's what we have to do. I'd love to recoup some of those losses. I mean, and you know, the thing is too, like you were going to spend this money. Like I was going to, and I'm actually going to spend less money. I'm just losing all my deposits. So I try to like tell myself you were going to spend that money anyway, but I was going to spend that money to get the experience and get the experience for John. And so it is hard to reconcile.
There's no way to feel better about it. There just isn't. You know,
the timing just sucks.
This is, I am not a planner. I am not. Mm. And this only confirms in my heart that it's best you just stick to the roads and paths you know, and venturing out only ends up
biting you in the ass.
Being trouble.
Yeah. The most expensive party I never
thought. And you know what I don't want?
No trouble.
No trouble.
Yeah.
Why is it canceled, JP Palm Springs app?
He tested positive. My husband, John, who's turning 60, tested positive for COVID. You know, another part of our so fun, all these conversations we had yesterday about this. He was like, I should have come home, thrown you down, made out with you, given you the business, gotten your COVID, and I'd be over it by now. But instead... I was isolated and we only saw each other outside.
Well, you do what you think is right.
I know.
It just comes back.
It's
look,
awful.
I know that I have a tendency to be hyper independent, but I've been living in a family setting and in a partnership now for a long time. Isolating for 10 days was not fun.
No.
It sucked.
It's not easy.
And I know
you're not helping the other person.
I know my wife was drowning on the other side of that as well. It sucks that this COVID thing is, and by the way, people are texting in. COVID is back big right now.
It's back big.
And so it's out there and it's happening. And if you're someone who feels sick, please test.
Yeah.
510 says, COVID is real again. For the past 3 weeks, everyone in my ex-wife's house caught COVID. And now everybody in my house caught COVID. My kids go back and forth. Mm.
You know, the other thing that was actually kind of heartbreaking is I know a lot of people were coming to this party, and some of those people are less, they have a different opinion about COVID. And so I'd like to thank them for the ratchet of that I got from them yesterday. There was some actual like orneriness. I'm like, really? So we should just
do it anyway.
Do it anyway. First of all, it's too late at that point. We canceled it. And I wouldn't anyway. I don't know. You know, my feeling is I know one person in particular who is like so careful with everything that she does and was going to take a chance on this, which I don't even know if she would have had to isolate anyway, but her mother is completely immunocompromised and she's the only one in the family who can go and see her because she's like so careful about it. And she was like, I'm going to come and, you know, now I give her COVID. Here's your parting gift. Here's your party favor.
Well, that's it. You really...
I just don't want to do that. And people are like, you know, it's just a cold. It's like, yeah, for some people it is just a cold. And for other people, it's not just a cold.
You know, I don't... This argument is so
tired,
wasteful of time. It really is. It's just, okay. You know what? If you've never talked to someone who, like my friend Seth is a nurse in an ER. Mm. He was like, bro, we were having to pull people off breathing devices because there was just too many people coming in. And it was like, you've had your turn. Sorry, we're pulling the plug on this person. And the next person gets this device.
Oh, my God.
It was that bad at that time. And it was real. But okay, it's fine. It's a cold.
Right.
Whatever you say, man. It just goes back to the politics. I don't want to fight with you. Vote for whoever you want.
Like, well, really. And that's honestly, to me, a public health crisis like this, how did it get political? What the F happened to make this political? You know, my dad spent 9 days in the hospital isolated from our family who stood outside in the parking lot holding up signs. And the minute he was out, they were just like, oh yeah, that was nothing. I'm like, on what planet was that nothing?
You know,
we could have lost him. Many people did lose people.
My daughter came home yesterday. Well, actually, I don't know when they gave her the project. Probably yesterday, but she came to my room later in the day and said, hi, Dad, and sits down at my desk and opens the drawer and starts digging in. Like, this is her routine. Like, just starts digging through my desk while she's talking to me. Like
just rooting around,
just talking and looking. And I'm like, okay, this is normal. And then she goes, I have to interview you. And I go, okay, about what? And she goes, about 9/11. And I was like, no. And so, but she was asking me very specific questions. So instead of what just sort of randomly comes to me on
that
day.
Were they prescribed by the teacher?
From the teacher. Okay. It was a project she'd been given. She has to interview a certain amount of people around her who'd been there. And
that's actually a great exercise because she's an 11-year-old or whatever she is. And that she should know. She's the first generation that didn't go through it.
Right. So the questions were fairly pointed and allowed me very specifically to think about certain things. And she said, you know, how did it affect you afterward? And one of the things I remembered that I hadn't thought about in a long time was maybe the most united this country's ever been was
Amen.
Right after that.
I think about that a lot.
And it's not something that we talk about, and it's not something we think about regularly.
I'd love to recapture that, but without a terrorist attack.
As I was sort of working my way through some of the questions she said, I went, yeah, you know what? That really, for a minute there, we were the United States of America.
We were united, I know.
And it was strange because, and then she started asking me, you know, what visuals do you remember? And I was like, I'm not going to tell you all of those.
All the ugly ones.
Yeah, you don't want to know that. You're in fifth grade. You don't need that in your head. So there were things that I specifically went, I'm not going to talk about that.
You know, one of the visuals that really sticks out to me was there was something, and I don't even know if it was social media or where I saw, because, you know, memes, I don't even think were a thing in 01. But they would show that line of houses on a street, and it would say, 9/11 changed us all. And then the next picture is that same line of houses, and every one of them has an American flag out the front.
Oh.
And it was beautiful. And
I haven't seen that, but that was, it came to me in a different way, but it was absolutely one of the things that came to me in the interview as I went.
We all went, we're Americans.
Right.
All of us. There is no good American or real American. There's no fighting over stupid things like, you know, people getting sick and dying.
But I didn't have the... There were certain other things too. She said, well, what was some of the, and I said, well, the airport situation continues to this day that, you know, because they got through and got on a plane and it was a long interview. Yeah, I had to do all the stuff, but but one of the things also is people were scared after and we used to do bits in the street and that just was like done. We can't do that anymore. People are frightened. Yep. You can't run up to someone with a, you know.
No, running up to people was a thing of the past after that. Everyone was just edgy. And, you know, with good reason. I mean, for me, terrorism was like a thing that happened in other places. It really was. Like, I didn't know. And I felt like, you know, like the wool got pulled off that day. Like, you know, wake up, Sarah. This stuff is happening around us. We're hated, clearly. Like, that was just a... Ugh, it was just such a terrible, terrible day on so many levels. But I'm with you. Like, that was actually a good time to be an American after that. You know, just.
It was just something that I hadn't thought of in a long time as I really was reconsidering
her
questions. Yeah. And I also had things that I went, I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, the airports. That's the one that you have. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, A lot of people are writing in. I'm so sorry, Sarah. You're doing the right thing. Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday, John. We'll do a half birthday, you know? I gotta try to figure out a way to squeeze it in within 6 months. A couple of people were like, well, if you rebook in within 6 months, you can have your deposit back. I'm like, oh, 6 months? Well, that's like a cruddy month. That's March, isn't it? I think. Anyway, work it out. Blah, blah, blah. KLLC. KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Vinny, Alamo Show, your song.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.